Good day once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for rejoining us on today's segment of Christian Conservative Radio. Your host today, obviously, Pastor Bob Peterson and myself, Spokane City Councilman Mike Fagan. How you getting along, Pastor Bob?
Hey, I'm doing great, and I always say that, you know, but I mean it.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I'll tell you, you know, the weather definitely is smiling upon us. That is for sure. And I'm telling you, it's definitely, you know, driving a lot of heat issues here in the Spokane Coeur d'Alene area for sure.
Well, that's for sure. And it is good to, even in adversity, you know, a lot of times we can be doing great.
That's absolutely correct.
If you learn endurance. And so the program's a lot about personal responsibility and endurance today.
You betcha. Well, you know, as Pastor Bob said, it is about endurance and personal responsibility. And as a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, for all you new listeners out there, we know that you're hearing us. You're hearing us loud and clear. We thank you so very much for tuning in to Christian Conservative Radio. Please do us a huge favor and extend an invitation out to your friends, your family, coworker, congregation members. Let them know that we're here every Saturday at noon on 106.5 FM in the Spokane Coeur d'Alene area. And as well, we are broadcasting on five other affiliate stations. So we're heard all the way throughout Eastern Washington, Northeastern Oregon, the Northern Panhandle of Idaho, as well as Western Montana.
Well, that's great, Mike. You know, Christian Conservative Radio has a mission statement. It's to bring together and empower like-minded Christians who will be active in safeguarding our freedom and way of life in our cities, counties, states, and country. These like-minded Christians will unite under the auspices of the Holy Bible, prayer, and fellowship in the Christian Conservative Creed. You know, Mike, would you like to read some of those things on that Christian Conservative Creed?
Absolutely. We believe in the following, ladies and gentlemen, the triune of God, the Father, His only Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Freedom, the Constitution, states' rights, justice, individual rights, the right to life, marriage, and let me be clear, the union of one man and one woman, personal responsibility, and that's a little something that we're going to be touching on a little bit later on here in today's broadcast, national security, fiscal responsibility, and finally, and probably even the most important thing right now, support for Israel.
Well, that's so important, Mike. You know, in the scriptures, it talks many times about things and responsibilities. In Romans chapter 13, verse 1 and 2, it says, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you not want to be afraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will praise from the same." Now, right now in the scripture, it talks about many things. And a lot of times it says to be in subjection to the government. Back then, Caesar was God. But we live in the United States of America, and this is for the God. I believe totally that God had his hand upon the establishment of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And all the things that are brought about, the freedom and everything, leads us to responsibility to ourselves. And so if you have to obey the authorities, you have to obey the laws that are out there. And it's so important to do that. But you have the right to change them. You have the right to elect people to get in there. And how important it is for a Christian to be the salt of the earth here in the United States right now to change things, because this country's going down fast.
Oh, it is. It's really unfortunate. And, you know, the really unfortunate thing about all of this, Pastor Bob, is we're not hearing it being preached from the pulpit like we should be. And, you know, again, this is where personal responsibility comes into play, especially with today's segment. That's for sure.
Right. And so you stand before God, you have the personal responsibility to do what you can to make a difference around what's happening with you. I mean, Mike Fagan's sitting right here, right now, here, right across the table from me. And Mike Fagan is a city councilman, and he is one of your greatest Christian influences over all of Spokane right now in trying to get things done right and keep righteousness in the city. You need to support him 100%. If you sit back in your chair and you don't give help to him, man, he's going to go down, you know? I mean, he needs support behind him. And so how important it is to just always be supporting those people around you who are Christians.
You bet. Now, Pastor Bob, I understand that you would like to share another Bible passage from Galatians.
Well, from Galatians, we've got Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 9. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, also shall he reap. For he who sows to his flesh will the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will be spirit reap everlasting life. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. And right now, a lot of people are losing heart across the United States. And they're saying, what is going on, God? You're crying out to God and yelling at the TV because it's getting so maddening to see the things. And no response from our government. 500,000, a half a million Christians in Iraq are having to flee right now, being threatened with death or turned to Islam, you know? And what are we doing? You know, and you say, what are we going to do? So here's what you as a personal, you have certain things that God asks you to do. And if you do things around you to help with these things in this country that you have the freedom to do it in, we can turn this around and we can make things happen and God can lead us into the right path.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you something else, ladies and gentlemen, in case you haven't already figured it out, we're going to tell you what Christian Conservative Radio is all about. And it goes like this. Christian Conservative Radio is all about inspiring, motivating you, fellow Christians out there, and others. Get up out of your chair while you still have that ability to do so. Get your hands dirty, and I mean get re-engaged in your local community, your local government. You know, God established government as a godly institution, and we are commanded by Scripture to be participants in that particular institution, for sure. And as well, ladies and gentlemen, we are all about extending an invitation to you folks. Seek out and try to identify and develop those folks that you feel are going to be good Christian conservatives and good Christian conservative leaders. We need to have you folks log on to our webpage. That'll be www.rallyright.org. Again, rallyright.org. We now have a telephone number where you can get in contact with us. 208-987-0005. Again, 208-987-0005.
Well, Mike, you know, we've had a huge success in the May primaries over and the reorganization in May of the Republican Party over there and the elections of people from state representatives to, the commissioners, the clerk. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was the biggest sweep in 30 years. But
absolutely.
Now we're changing our focus because here the primaries coming up here.
In Washington State, we're talking about coming Tuesday here on August 5th.
August 5th, it's coming right up here. And so we've got a real special program today. We're calling this the Washington Election Program today. And so there's a lot going on. And Mike, would you like to introduce our guest today?
Oh, you bet. We have none other than, and you have heard her here on Christian Conservative Radio in the past, Miss Cindy Zapataki, happens to be the chair of the Spokane County Citizens Alliance for Property Rights. And we're going to go ahead and turn the show over to Cindy. She is going to be teaching us a little bit about how she goes about obeying God's commandment, and that is being a participant in our political situation.
Well, thank you, Mike. I know all three of us here have got people calling us every day because the primary in Washington State is next Tuesday. That's the deadline, 8 o'clock, to get your ballot in. So it's time to vote, and we know that we have a responsibility as Christians to make choices that are good. We have an opportunity. God has given us that in the United States of America to vote and choose our leaders. What a concept. Something that it could only be dreamed about even 300 years ago. In many countries on the face of the earth, they don't even have that choice. So we have a very special situation here. It's time to vote. Well, how do you know who to vote for? And Pastor Bob had said to me, he challenged me to come in and talk about how do you, Cindy Zapataki, decide who to vote for? So that's why I'm here.
Oh, you bet. And we're hoping, Cindy, that we're not talking about, you know, getting a party line type ballot put together on your behalf. We're not talking about hearing it from Uncle Larry or anything like that. I mean, we're talking about nose to the grindstone, get in there and show some personal responsibility.
Well, I think when Paul talked about the Bereans, he was using them as an example of people who tested things and researched things. So I just myself, and I know you guys are the same, I don't just take one person's view of someone. First of all, I keep in mind that Christians are not perfect. We are human. We are flawed, and you're not going to find the perfect candidate. You're not going to find perfect leaders. But if you do your research and you look at their own words, what do they say about the issues of the day? What do they believe? Who endorses them? And how do they conduct their own personal lives? That'll give you some idea of their character.
Well,
you
that's
betcha.
It. Cindy, what do you think is the personal responsibility of a Christian in politics today?
Well, I think they need to be people who believe in the Word of God as a guide for personal behavior. I think the Ten Commandments are a good guide. Even if you're not a Christian, they're usually admired by people of goodwill. So I think searching out personal beliefs, but personal conduct is the most important thing, because people can say whatever. They can say they're a Christian and not be a Christian, and we all know people like that. They'll say one thing, but they don't live it. You see it in their personal life. Are they lying? Are they deluded? You see those things, and those are very concerning. So I think if you know a person personally, of course, it's always the best way to judge character. But in the times we're living in, unfortunately, we don't always know the people that are running for office personally. So the question is, how do we get to know more about a person that we're looking at to vote for? Now, I have different things that I do. I like the standard of do your homework, look at the person, try to get as much information as you can. One of the things I'm really enjoying right now is ACN Liberty Broadcasting. Mike, you have a program, and you've been doing something interesting lately.
Oh, you bet. As a matter of fact, for about the last month, we have just been going ahead and randomly interviewing the full slate of candidates that have basically filed here in Spokane County. We're talking about not only Republicans, we're talking about independents, libertarians, as well as Democrats. And, you know, the show that I engage these candidates in is not a forum where we end up torpedoing people. Basically, what we do is we allow them enough rope to hang themselves, so to speak. And I'll tell you, you know, it is very, very eye-opening. It's very educational. And, you know, candidates are out there reaching out to folks in the public because they need to get their message out. So for me, Cindy, it's all about that face-to-face interaction, asking and posing the hard question. And, you know, only until such time that that particular candidate can gain my confidence. There you go.
That's right. And they're all doing forums. They all have websites.
You bet. And I'll tell you something else, ladies and gentlemen. When we do come back from the break here, we're going to talk a little bit about a couple of organizations where you folks might be able to go do a little bit of homework, as Cindy said, do a little bit of research, and that will help you to make up your mind. Once again, folks, log on to www.rallyright.org or give us a call at 208-987-0005. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back from the break, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for rejoining Pastor Bob Peterson and myself, Spokane City Councilman Mike Fagan, on today's segment of Christian Conservative Radio. I'll tell you something, folks. You know, once again, in case you're joining us a little bit late in today's broadcast, we are all about inspiring, motivating fellow Christians and others out there that are listening. Get up out of your chair while you still have that ability to do so. Get your hands dirty. Get re-engaged in your local communities. Get re-engaged in your local government. Today, we've got somewhat of a special show. You know, back in May, Pastor Bob and I, we were celebrating the fact that there was a huge sweep in the northern panhandle of the state of Idaho, one that we hadn't seen in 30 years. And I'll tell you something, folks. You know, for the last 48 weeks, we've been talking about how Christians need to become re-engaged in our government. We need to see what we can do about stemming the tide, because we're about ready to lose it all, and we need to see what we can do about getting re-engaged. There's a couple of different ways that you can do that to help us out, folks. Please log on to www.rallyright.org. Again, rallyright.org. You can give us a call at 208-987-0005. Again, 208-987-0005. Once you log on to that rallyright.org webpage, folks, you're going to see that we have previous broadcasts in a podcast form that you folks can access. We also have some good information there to help you guys identify, maybe develop local Christian conservative leadership right there in your own areas, for sure.
Well, it's for sure, Mike. Maybe we have some people out there today, and they're listening to the program, and our most important thing about this program is people coming to Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ is so important. But a lot about this program is, once you're a Christian, what are you going to do around you to influence everything? You're the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. So in other words, if you're the salt of the earth and the Christians are the salt of the earth, why are things going down in the United States? You know, we are being subjected down right now, and a lot of people out there have this feeling inside of them that it is not their responsibility to change the government or to be out there and vote and to get involved. That's what this country was founded on. This is what people died for, to establish this country. So they didn't have to live under the king, but they had the right to put the established government in for self-governance, their personal responsibility for self-governance, and that you would take that responsibility and you would go forward with it. And so how important it is today to just sit down before God and say, what do you want me to do?
Oh, you bet. And once again, also, ladies and gentlemen, you know, if you missed out on the first half, joining us a little bit late today. We're talking about personal responsibility here, and it is incumbent upon us Christians and others out there. We have to participate in the government situation here. You know, it is God's institution. It's called government, and, you know, we are commanded by Scripture to participate. And again, folks, that's exactly what we're trying to accomplish here today. Now, we do have special guest in studio. Her name is Cindy Zapataki. You have heard from her in the past, and she is current chair of the Spokane County Citizens Alliance for Property Rights. You know, during the first half, we got a little bit of a taste and an understanding of how Cindy goes about doing her background, doing her due diligence, if you will, in being able to refine her choices for the various candidates that we have for all of the open positions that we've got here in Spokane County. And, you know, she is definitely going to be sharing some of the web pages that she utilizes in order to do that research. But before we go ahead and bring Cindy back into the picture here, I definitely want to throw one out at you folks right now and go really quickly through a list of recommendations from an organization right here in Spokane County called We Believe, We Vote. This is an organization it is a faith-based organization, Christian-led organization, and it's all about Christian values, principles, et cetera, and so forth. And the way this organization goes about their ratings, they do a best rating with 5 stars, least rating with 1 star, and we're talking about being fully aligned with the We Believe We Vote criteria or poorly aligned with same. Now, you folks can log on and check out this organization by going to www.webelievewevote.com. Again, webelievewevote.com, and you can access the surveys that the candidates are subjected to, the questionnaires. These candidates do face-to-face interviews also with members of this particular organization before they do get that rating. So, without further ado, going to go right down the list. For U.S. Representative 5th Congressional District, highest rating went to Kathy McMorris Rogers. Spokane County Assessor was Vicki Hort. Spokane County Auditor, Aline Lindstrand. Spokane County Commissioner in District 3, Al French. Spokane County Prosecutor, Larry Haskell. Spokane County Sheriff, Ozzie Knezovich. Spokane County Treasurer, Rob Chase. State Representative, right there in City of Spokane, Legislative District 3, Mr. Tim Benn. State Representative, Legislative District 3, Position 2, Libertarian by the name of Paul Delaney. State Representative in Legislative District 4, Position 1, we have Leonard Christian with the highest rating. I back up and regroup. We got Bob McCaslin, Jr., of whom you heard from about a week or two right here on Christian Conservative Radio. Again, Bob McCaslin, Jr., 4th Legislative District, Spokane Valley. Then, the second seat in the Legislative District number 4, we have Mr. Matt Shea. State Representative, District 6, or Legislative District 6, Position 1, Kevin Parker. Then for State Senator, Legislative District 6, Michael Baumgartner. In the 7th Legislative District, we're talking State Representative, highest rating, Shelley Short. State Representative, Position 2, Joel Kretz. And finally, in Legislative District 7, for State Senator, Mr. Brian Danzel. Cindy?
Yeah, as I've said, I'm representing Citizens Alliance for Property Rights. We put out a questionnaire. We have them sign a pledge, basically pledging allegiance to the U.S. Constitution. We have 15 chapters in Washington and California. We're a national organization, and so the chapters make their recommendations for local people that they know, and then the CAPR Board of Directors rates them. We do not endorse, but we rate. And you can go to our website, capr.us, and look at our ratings there. And you can look at the questionnaire and answers to how people answered them. So I'm going to go through our list real quick. You know, I want to say here that Pastor Joe Feeten, F-U-I-T-E-N, he makes his own picks over on the west side of our state, and pastors can make personal recommendations, whether it's an issue or whether it's a candidate, and they can share that. Anyone can share their personal recommendations because we have free speech in this country. There's another organization, Family Policy Institute of Washington Action. You can look at their voter guides also online. So there are places where you can look. Okay, so this is our CAPR recommendations. These are ratings. They looked at congressional districts, District 4, down south of us in the Tri-Cities area, an outstanding rating to Clint Didier. District 5, which is our own Spokane area, Kathy McMorris received a good rating. State representatives in the 3rd District, Tim Benn candidate, was rated a good. This is downtown Spokane. These are people who asked for our recommendation. We are a property rights advocacy group, and they asked for our recommendations. Many people do not ask. They don't want our recommendations. In the Valley, District 4, Position 1, Leonard Christian was rated a good. Bob McCaslin was rated a good. Matt Shea in Position 2 was rated outstanding. Jeff Holy in the 6th District, South Spokane, received an outstanding rating. Joel Kretz up north of us at Okanagan area received an outstanding rating. Shelley Short did not request a rating, but based on her voting record in the legislature, our local CAPR rated her an outstanding. Larry Haler, Yakima area, a good rating. Carrie Candotta, Wenatchee area, a good rating. Danny Ballyard, an outstanding rating in the Moses Lake area. Matt Manweller received an outstanding rating in the Ellensburg area. District 15, which is Yakima area, Jim Honeyford received an outstanding rating. Dave Taylor received an outstanding rating. District 16, south of Spokane, Mary Ruth Edwards received an outstanding rating. In the county races, Al French, county commissioner, a good rating. Aline Lindstrand, auditor, outstanding rating. Ozzy Knezovich, a good rating for sheriff. Treasurer Rob Chase, a good rating. So that's what we did with Citizens Alliance for Property Rights. There are many other groups. I think the NRA is doing rating, this time National Rifle Association. So you can find plenty of advocacy groups that are willing to go out on a limb and rate. Like I said earlier, look at the candidates' websites. They all have websites. You can see who is endorsing them. And I think that's always an eye-opener to see who's endorsing them. And usually they have pretty good position statements on their websites, and you can read what they believe in there on those websites.
You bet. Now, Sandy, can you take a couple of seconds and maybe touch upon this? Now, what are we going to be accomplishing in Washington, and what is it going to take in order to change the state?
Well, it's time to vote, people, and Christians have terrible voting records. I'm sorry, but they're under a 50% nationwide in the last presidential election. I'm going to scold everybody out there who's not voting. I mean, as Pastor Bob said, people have died and are dying today in Iraq, in Iran, and other countries. And the issue is voting. The issue is choosing their leaders. There are people in Iraq who do not want the grassroots people to pick their leaders. It's a big issue. So you have an opportunity to vote. You have a personal responsibility to vote. You have, everybody in this county has a mail-in ballot sitting on their dining room table. Even if you don't know how to vote, leave that space blank and vote for the people that you do know, because sometimes one vote can make a difference. Pastor Bob, you saw that in Idaho.
Oh, in Idaho, it's we went door to door, and I would go to 100 doors, and one out of 100 doors was knew who to vote for. But some of them knew certain people personally, and that was good. But, you know, I hope on this program and what we've had today that we can get some information out there for you, and you do your research, and if you get better and better at it, you'll know who to vote for. And if we get just a few, you only have to get an edge. Some of these elections are won just by a few hundred votes, a few votes, on a state level, 1,000 votes. And if we can just change it just a little bit, it'll be everything.
You bet. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go ahead and close the show with a little bit of prayer. This is a prayer for Christians to vote. Father God, I do not take lightly and appreciate what you have done in our nation. I appreciate not only the right, but the privilege I have to vote. I pray that I, as well as others, will use that privilege wisely, seeking your will as we consider the qualification of those for whom we are to vote. I pray for my Christian family, that they would see the right to vote as a gift from your hand and avail themselves of this opportunity. May there arise such a force of righteousness in our electoral system, that it would affect every realm and level of government in our nation. I pray in Jesus' name that the powers that be would gain a profound respect not only for the political strength of the Christian community, but for our spiritual influence in our nation as well. In your Son's name, amen.
Amen.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, as we head on out the door once again, www.rallyright.org. Give us a call at 208-987-0005. We'll see you next Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. Again, all you fathers, grandfathers out there, grab your family, glorify and praise God, give them a hug and a kiss, tell them you love them, take them somewhere nice. We'll see you again. Bye-bye.